Blog Talk Radio.
Load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Welcome to the Wealth Money Radio Show, brought to you by WealthMoney.org. Byron Dale and Greg Soderbergh are your hosts. This is the only program that addresses the destructive consequences of using a debt money system. Financial slavery is the result when all money is created and put into circulation through loans. How interest grows the debt, but not the money supply, and the effects that interest and debt has on our lives. If you would like to join the program and have a question or a comment, please call 347-884-9499. That's 347-884-9499. And now your hosts, Byron Dale and Greg Soderbergh.
What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Good morning. Wealth Money Radio for Saturday, November 23rd, 2019. I'm Gregory K. Soderbergh. We want to thank everyone who sent letters to Attorney General Barr in support of our redress. I haven't heard anything back, but we'll keep up the efforts to change from a debt money system like we have now to a debt-free money system where money can exist without debt. So what you need to do is you need to get yourself a copy of the American Transportation Act. It's our proposed plan to convert from all money lent into circulation to all new money spent into circulation. And you just need to go to wealthmoney.org. Wait till you see the blue ATA slide come up on the right. You click on it. You can download or print a copy. And then share and talk about it with your neighbor, your friends, everybody. And then everyone call their federal congressman and tell them you want the ATA passed. You want them to uphold their oath of office to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution, including the 13th Amendment, to protect us from involuntary servitude. So that's what the show's about, simple thing. Going from debt to debt free. So we'd like to hear from you and like to talk with you about it. Give us a call. The number is 347-884-9499. And it's about 10:05. So, Byron, are you there this morning?
What?
Are you there,
yeah,
Byron?
Yeah, I'm here. And also, Erlon's on too. So,
okay.
Erlon, you should be live, ready to talk. If you can, try it and see what you find out. Erlon? Huh. Well, I don't know. It looks like it's live and everything, but I'm obviously, if anybody can tell and listen, I don't feel well.
Well, that's okay. We'll
there's
just
another
trying,
one on
maybe.
Here, too.
Okay.
Now
you should
I
be able
don't
to
know why they don't. It's,
should be able to hear me now.
Yeah.
There,
we
you, go.
Airline,
there
now.
We are. There you go. There you go.
Sorry about
go ahead,
that. I have
to. I'll turn it over to you.
Well, you want me to start?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Start talking.
Okay. Well, I had my big meeting on Thursday that didn't happen. Unfortunately,
right.
my state representative, he had it didn't go into his phone calendar for some reason, and he thought it might have been on Tuesday, but he was going to call me, and he didn't, and so it didn't happen. So we got it rescheduled for December 19th. We're very excited to do it then, and that'll be the week after we meet with Senator Dan Hall.
Okay. We keep trying.
So,
done.
We will.
Now, Erlon, why don't you explain a little bit? Well, you see, we work a lot on what we do on the federal level, and that's have to get a bill passed, but you're working also on a thing that we could do this on the state level to do it later. And why don't you and Greg kind of explain what that is, how that would work?
Okay, well, what we're doing since the state chartered banks, we have a dual banking system in this country. There's federally chartered banks like your big ones like Wells Fargo, U.S. Bank, Twin City Federal in Minnesota. And then you've got your local state chartered banks. And what our proposal is to, since the state legislature controls the state chartered banks, and we have an email from the FDIC that says clearly their responsibilities are to follow state law when they audit banks. And so our hope is to pass a bill in the legislature to authorize the creation of money debt-free and interest-free to fund transportation projects in the state of Minnesota. And I'm sure it's true all over the country, but clearly there's a huge need for this. To give you an example, I live in Kanabec County in Minnesota, and it's a smaller county in terms of population. There's only about 16,000 people. But right now, and it, geographically, I don't know exactly how big it is, but it's probably a medium-sized county. And the challenge we have recently, the county commissioners were considering, and I haven't heard if it's passed or not, but they were considering a 0.5% increase in the sales tax to fund transportation in our county, because we're not able to take care of the roads like we really apparently need to. And they want to do a sales tax so it can people that come into to the county and spend money can help pay for it. And when I say Kanabec's only about 16,000 people, there's the biggest town is Mora, and it's 3,400, and that's the county seat. The rest of it's townships and farms and small plots of land, 10, 20 acres that people live on, and a lot of people commute to the cities. And so it's the gas tax is really, really a key issue up here anyway, because people are going to the cities for jobs every single day, and so that really affects people. So it's a need up here, and they're also talking about, hey, interest rates are low. Let's go ahead and fund, do a $10 million bonding bill to fund help fund transportation. So they're coming at us from every which way in terms of the money, and they never have enough, and they're trying to get more. So What I'm working on is try to push this bill with our legislators and raise the awareness, because it kind of boils down to this. In the bill, it eliminates all the taxes associated with motor vehicle, the excise tax. Actually, I'm not sure the gas tax and the taxes associated with funding roads and the bonding, it eliminates that. So the approach that I've been trying to work on is to ask these legislators, are you for reducing taxes? It's a simple answer, yes or no. And if you're not, then we need to publicize this and let people know you're not. If you are, great. You better jump on board. Let's get this done. Let's go ahead and do it. There's no excuse not to try it. No excuse whatsoever not to at least try this. And so we need to get a little more aggressive, I'm going to, in terms of trying to move this forward. So I've been trying to meet with some of the legislators, but not just that. We've got to try and get the word out more, and I'm working on some things along those lines. Not really ready to talk about it yet, but very soon we will. And, Greg, what do you got, any thoughts there? I've talked for a while, and hopefully that made sense. And we get people on board to try and help out.
Yeah, pretty much said it. You know, it's the state-regulated banks are regulated by the legislature to do business according to the laws of the legislature. And it's a simple thing, you know, since our Constitution, if we still believe in it, says that the state can emit bills of credit nor coin or create money. And so what we had to do on the state level is go through the state-regulated banks, because they're the ones that are well, all the banks are creating money right now, and pass a law. It's been called the Minnesota Transportation Act, that would enable the state-regulated banks to create numbers or money, just like they do now when they make a loan to you, but they would send those numbers to the road authority in charge of making sure a road or bridge bid gets completed according to bid specifications. In other words, so they'd create the money and they would pay the people who bring the labor and the materials to the job and get it done, and there'd be no debt involved. And so if you create that money and spend it, there's no need to borrow or create loans because the job is paid for. And so that's what we're trying to do on the state level. If one state would do it, I think all of a sudden it'd be like a domino effect. The rest of the states would go along, and then I think that the federal government would take it over and just do it through the Treasury, which is what they should do in the first place. But again, we've talked about it before. It's hard for me and Byron and Airline and anyone else to be in Washington, D.C., spend the time and money to get there and be successful at lobbying to get a federal bill passed. So we're trying to do it on the state level. And if anybody wants to know more about it, they can email us. We can send them a copy of the state proposal. It's in legislative form. And maybe you'd support it and call your state congressman or senator and tell them you want them to support the bill. And if you want to keep it real simple, tell them it's about eliminating taxes, just like Caroline was talking about, and see if he thinks that's a good idea. But, yeah, that's what we're doing, and I sure appreciate Airline spending some time on it, and all the rest of there's a few people out there that are working on it too, and we appreciate that effort. But we need your effort. We need everybody's effort to get behind this, and that would really help.
One of the things I'm doing one of the things that most people don't really understand. That, see, we all know that banks create money if you know anything about money at all. And also, most people don't realize there's a federal banking system and a state banking system. And we have a Federal Reserve funny book, they call it. You know, it's kind of a colored book. And they clearly state in that, yes, there are state chartered banks and federally chartered banks. And I have a personal email to me because I talked to DIC in person, and then trying to figure out how to get it in writing, wrote him a letter and said that this is what I understood this to say, and I just wanted to make sure that what I said was what you said is what I understood it to be. And he wrote back and said, yes, that's absolutely true. That's exactly how it is. And the state has total control over it, only control over the federal bank, the federal FDIC has over the state banks, is just simply looking at and making sure they have enough collateral to make a loan. You know, they got enough backing behind it, you know, that so if they don't pay, they can go take the property. But see, that's not something you have to worry about, because if the state creates money, the state bank does, and spends it in, then there's no collateral, there's no debt, there's no nothing. So none of that applies. But you'll find a lot of them idiots down the state, well, they say, well, the banks can't do this or that. But see, they seem to forget that that's what they're there for, is to create new money. I mean, to create new laws. And if you create a law that gives them the power to do that and the authority to do that and say they must do that, well, then it's a pretty simple deal. They just do what the law says. But, of course, you got to remember that most legislators get all their funding for campaigns is through the banking systems. So, you know, this state bank or that state bank, depends on where they are, is they fund this guy or that guy, and he normally gets elected. So it's really hard, because it comes down to the same old thing. The banks are the one that really have the real power. And I have a letter from the Treasury that says, well, yeah, if you want to, the banks do create the money. And if you want to know who gets the benefit, well, the banks do, because they own all the money all the time, and everybody else just borrows it and pay interest on it. And that's what we're trying to break. We're trying to get a law that, so the state will create a law that says, no, state banks must, for the benefit of the people in the state, create the money to pay for the roads. It's a pretty simple concept, although it took me several years to get it all figured out as well as this is. I worked on this bill for 17 years and got several hearings on it, but always it was representatives are pretty easy to get a meeting with when it comes to get a meeting with a state legislator, Senate, it's pretty hard. They don't like to meet the people, because see, the representatives know they have to, because they have to get elected every 2 years, but the other one don't have to get elected every 6 years. So if they're not about to get ready to be for another election, then they just don't want to pay any attention to you. And that's another problem, because once you get in there, and we've had hearings in the state as well as the federal, as well as the Senate, but they don't know as much about it, because they won't give people hearings, so then they really don't understand what you're trying to do, and they get pretty frustrated, because it's kind of a new concept. So used to just, well, we don't have to worry about it, we just go to the bank and borrow some more, but then that's what gets us in this ever-growing debt. Because when you borrow, all you can get is the principal, and then when you need to pay it back, you have to pay the principal plus the interest. So now the debt's greater than the money supply, and it just can't be done. And then I wrote and asked him, well, where does the money come from? And, well, that comes from somebody else's borrowed money. So we have a real problem here, and, of course, it's really tough. Unless a lot of people get behind it, it's hard to overcome the banks, because they are not limited in the amount of money they got, and everybody else is. And I see Rule is on now. Let's see what he has to say this morning.
Good morning.
You should be alive.
Hi,
and on it, Real Rule.
Yes, sir.
What's happening, Rule?
Yeah, you got it. You're there. I can hear you.
Yeah, just listen to all this. Byron and Greg, both of you, here's a question that is posed in this whole scenario. How do you maintain capitalism within, you know, that you hear that capitalism can only exist by a continued debt system? And that's how we're living in overabundance. What do you make of that thinking?
Well, that's
the
problem. Well, yeah, and see, it's not true banking, because see, true capitalism, and I've looked it up in the dictionary to make sure, that really originally meant that was what the people owned. The people should own everything, and you know that's what it used to be. You know, the people owned it, and. But now you know that, you know, big corporations own everything, and pretty quick.
And the bankers own everything.
And then the bankers own it too, you know, because that's therefore not very many people actually understand. I talked to a woman just a day or so ago, and asked her if she'd ever thought about where money come from, and she says, well, yeah, it gets printed. And I, from the government, and I said, yeah, and after the government prints it, what do they do with it? And she didn't have a clue. And then so I told her, and she said, oh, I don't think I want to think about that, anything like that. And see, somehow they're so afraid, they know they don't know because they've never stopped to think about it. And then they all say, oh, my God, this don't sound right. And they get scared. And see, this is a big problem we have with the whole society. And
in the land of the free and the home of the brave.
I'm going to have to
okay.
lay my phone down a little bit because my arm is
okay.
starting to hurt.
All right. Well, Byron is just talking about in the land of the free and the home of the brave that everybody's afraid, and that's a fact. But, you know, Byron was talking about how simple this whole concept is, and it really is. All we're proposing is that money get created and people get paid for what they do. Now, we can define what they do. It needs to be defined a little bit more. That what people are going to get paid for is paid for producing something that promotes the general welfare, and that's our roads and bridges, okay? There isn't anything else really that promotes the general welfare. And it's simply working like your paycheck works. If you're listening and you have a job and you go to work on Monday next week, of course you get Thanksgiving off Thursday, but anyway, then you get your paycheck. And you get that paycheck because you provided your time, your energy, your labor, whatever your agreement is with your employer. You provided him that. And now he's going to pay you for what you did. And you don't owe him for that money. You earned that money, and he paid you, and you're done. That week is taken care of. He got what he wanted. You got what you wanted. And you repeat the process next week and the week after. And that's what we're proposing that the money system works like, that we build these roads and bridges because everybody needs them. Everybody benefits from them. You can get on them 24/7, go wherever you want to go. Our goods and services get delivered to us on the roads and bridges. We go to work on the roads and bridges, vacation. We have emergency health situations, ambulances and policemen that run on these roads and stuff. And the Constitution says they're supposed to provide is post offices and post roads. So the money will simply get created and paid, and it's that simple. And it's a very hard thing for people, even our legislators, our senators, and our representatives, to understand, apparently. I mean, these guys, people are supposed to be pretty smart. They run campaigns, and we listen to them, and we find out which one is better than the next one, which one's smarter and has better ideas. But it seems when they get into office and they're exposed to the idea of our economic servitude and being forced into debt to have money, and that the banks created all his numbers, that they just can't grasp if those numbers were created and spent, not lent. It's just incredible. And the other thing is, Byron said that he quoted, and I know where the quote come from the Treasury Department. The banks own all the money all the time, and we have to go into debt and borrow it to have it. All this money out there, while it exists, the interest debt is growing on it. And the big thing that I just almost laugh about is the concept of saving, because they tell us, you know, we should all save for a rainy day. Now, just think about that, what we're all trying to do. First of all, we cannot save until someone has borrowed first to get the money created. And then we're supposed to try and save it. Now, I don't know how much more explaining I got to do on that particular topic, but I ask you, how can all money be borrowed and we save it? Why don't you call in 347-884-9499 and enlighten me, because saving is supposed to be a virtue, and I just want to know how we can achieve that virtuous status by saving unpayable interest-bearing debt. Rule, what do you got to say about that?
Well, I appreciate you bringing that up, Greg, because that's a conversation I have almost on a daily basis, and I had that conversation last night in a mega superstore here. One of the front end managers said, as I walked in to grab a cart, he pulled me aside and said, "Hey, things aren't looking too good, are they?" And I said, "Well, what do you mean by that?" And he said, my stocks aren't doing too good. And I had to chuckle. I said, what do you mean stocks? And he said, what would, if you were to invest, what would you invest in? And I said, what do you mean by investing? And of course I'm standing there up front and I just said, you know, I tried to tell him that even if you so-called invest, all you're doing is capitalizing on loan principal, which forces more borrowing and makes other people poor. I said, that's the negative structure of the system. It's inherently bad. And all these people, for example, over in Wyoming right now, mega superstar Kanye West, who's supposedly a billionaire, buys a $14.7 million ranch in Wyoming. It's his second one. And, of course, people aren't too happy, except for maybe the real estate agent that sold it to him. But they're saying, you know, he's now wanting to run for president in 2024 because, you know, now it's the billionaires club. If you're a billionaire, you can run for president. But people don't understand when somebody like that who's a megastar capitalizes, a bunch of other people have to get hurt in the process unless the government goes to the Federal Reserve, which is outside our constitutional jurisdiction, and borrow from a foreign entity and bring that in, and then again it hurts everybody because you got interest on it, and so it is ever increasing bondage until it gets switched around.
Yeah, and what you're talking about, Rule, is when they create that extra money as debt, it may help for a little bit, may ease the difficulties for a while, but then as the interest grows again, it comes right back. Now you got the problem over again, except it's bigger and badder than it was in the first place. And what, you know, Rule was talking to that fellow about investing in, you know, the problem with most is that they don't understand the simple fact is that today money does not grow. And in fact, money has never grown. It has to be produced. And it's therefore, when it comes to saving interest-bearing debt, when it comes to investing interest-bearing debt to make it grow, there is no way that it can work for everyone. And then you have a contentious situation where everybody's trying to get over on everybody else. And quite frankly, that's kind of what America is about today. And it's about what we teach in schools is basically getting on top of the pile. And so I don't know. I think that we need to change that. And the way to change it is to go back to the principles that some of the founders started initially, but they faded away. And in the idea of investing and growing money and everything, you can receive a PDF file from me, the little pamphlet we did years ago, and it's called Compound Interest, the Eighth Wonder of the World. And it's only 4 pages, about size of a TV guide, easy to read, got some little entertaining pictures and graphics in it. And you can get that and read it and have a better understanding of how this money system really works, why savings doesn't work, and why people have a hard time savings, and why people don't have any savings to speak of. Only a few have most of the savings and most of the wealth in the country. And so all you got to do is go to the website and get my email address and send me an email. I'd be happy to send that to you.
So, I also think that Leslie's on the show this morning. Is that you, Leslie?
I am here. Good morning, you guys. Glad you're on the job again.
I'm sure I remembered that. Go ahead.
Well, I'll update you a little bit on this week. I met Monday with Rebecca Allery. She's the communications director of the Republican Party. And just to remind the other folks on the line that I'm running for the U.S. Congress in District 3. So that's why I'm concerned about communicating with the Republican Party, because I not necessarily they're not going to support and endorse me at this point until after the endorsing convention. But I shared with her the Transportation Act, or I call it the money plan, and I haven't gotten back to her yet because I'm spending a lot of time trying to put together the money that I'm going to need for my campaign in order to win. So I'm registering my company, Earth Protector Licensing Corporation, as a veteran-owned business with the state of Minnesota, and then I'll be able to do business with the state or get certain favors from them or be able to borrow up to $350,000. So I've finally gotten my veteran certification letter, and probably by Wednesday or Thursday of next week, I'll be a veteran-owned certified business in the state of Minnesota. And at that point, then I'll get back to Ms. Allery about it. But what was a little disheartening is this group called the Minnesota Freedom Club sent out an email, and they're sponsoring a guy that's also running for the same position I am, named Kendall Qualls, and they're kind of having a fundraiser for him, and they're having him exhibiting him at the library in one of the communities. But what's disturbing, and I've notified them all about this falsehood that they're telling, they say that Kendall, his opponent, is a liberal Democrat who is pushing this leftist agenda. Well, that's not his opponent. It won't be his opponent until he gets rid of me. So they're misinforming people. They're kind of trying to let them know that this guy that's running against me for the endorsement or the right to run against the liberal Democrat. So I have to fight that off a little bit. So it's been a busy week. It's good. I'm heartened a little bit. I don't know what Ms. Allery thinks about the money plan or the American Transportation Act, as we also call it. But I'll find out probably by maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, and I'll give you some feedback on that. But she was very cordial. She's a very smart young lady, very experienced and knowledgeable about the political process, and she assured me that she was going to give it a good look through. And it's not the state one. It's the federal one that we have, that little longer one, the five-pager that you're calling the American Transportation Act. So that's what I am. I'm going to have to raise the money for my campaign at some point, until maybe after the endorsement, then some money will roll in. But I think maybe in the next couple of weeks, I'll be able to generate some money from my veteran-owned Minnesota business, because I'll be able to raise some money then. So that's where I am. That's kind of a little update.
Thank you, Leslie.
Well,
I just wondered.
I'll give you a little update on me. I'm sure most people don't know and don't care, but I found out here about 6 months ago I had lung cancer. That's pretty well along a line. And the other day I was going to chip out a little bit of ice. Instead of chipping out the ice, my shoulder was so weak that I broke my shoulder. So that's why it's a little bit different to show this morning, because I can't go downstairs anymore. My wife won't let me. So I had to get some computer and move around in. And I'm up here now in bed and running this, helping this show. So it's a little different. And I see now Nori's on the show, and I'll see if he's not connected right now. So if you guys go ahead and talk a little bit, I'll see if I can get him connected.
Sure. Well, Leslie, I had a question for you. On the up to $350,000 that you might be able to borrow if you get yourself situated right, where would the source of that lending come from? I mean, are you going to have to go belly up to a money creator to get it, or is it going to come a different way?
Well, I guess it's this SBA, the Small Business Administration. I'm going to get it, I think. They're going to back me up. I'll have to find a lender, but of course, no lender's going to give me the money to a certain point until I go to a few places and get rejected. Then I'll come back to the administration office of the state of Minnesota, and I don't know where they get the money from, but they make arrangements or they hook you up with people. But it's going to be this funny money, you know, the same way all this other
right.
funny, phony stuff is created.
Right.
So I'll have
well,
to just...
My point was, is like, I'm just wondering, you know, because Leslie wants to pass the money plan, the Minnesota Transportation Act, and get the banks to create this money debt-free. So I'm just wondering, you know, how much of a obstacle that idea is going to be when you go to get borrow the money from one of the money creators. I mean, you know, that's going to be a challenge.
They might not even know about me.
Well, that'd be good if they make the loan and then find out about you.
Well, they'll make the loan and the SBA is supposed to guarantee it. Or even if it's not, that's the maximum they could lend. But, you know, even if I had $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 to run the business, then some of that revenue that I generate from running my business I can take for myself for my political campaign. I can't borrow the money from the state and the Board of Investment backing me up. I mean, with the administration backing me up and use that for my political campaign. But if I get my business going, somebody could lend me some money for my political campaign based on the business that my business is going to do.
Okay, I got you. Well, that sounds like a good plan and way to deal with it. And
yeah, because of my competitor, this other fellow that is being touted as the candidate, he already has over $100,000. I checked him out with the Federal Elections Commission, so I don't know where he got all that money, but $20,000 of it was his own that he put in. He's some kind of IT health plan business guy. But I'll step aside and let this other fellow that Byron wants to get on and say what he needs to say.
Well, before we do that, I just wanted to add something that kind of happened to me this week that applies to what we're talking about. I understand there's a New York congresswoman named Stefanik, and she's supposed to be a conservative, but she's raising a lot of heck, and people are on her for that. Of course, the other side, on the left, are against her. But I wanted to communicate with her about the money. And so I went online, I looked, and I went to her congressional website. And hers is set up the way so many of them are set up, is that you can't email or connect with them until you put in a zip code that identifies you, obviously, as one of their constituents. If it's not the right zip code, you're outside of the district. They don't want to talk to you.
Right.
And so it was very, very difficult. But I did see in her biography that her parents had this business, and so I connected with the business, and I sent, I think it was her mom and dad, maybe a brother, each of them an email with some things attached to it, asking them if they had forwarded it to Congressman Stefanik. So anyway, haven't heard anything on that. It was maybe 24 hours later, I get an email from the Stefanik campaign people wondering if I'd help donate. And so I sent them an email back and I said, well, do you have my zip code number? I don't know if you really want to accept money from a non-constituent. But you see, it only...
Good for
you.
You know, I've had that problem also. I can't communicate with them. They won't take a message from us.
But they'll take your money. So isn't that ridiculous? In America, where we're supposed to have justice and fairness, it's so one way. If they want something, they're going to do it one way and keep you out. But if they need you for something, they're going to let you in. And you have
nothing. Yeah, well, like if they need you for a prisoner, they can offer the Afghanistan country money for these terrorists that they put into Guantanamo. I mention that because I just read about an interview a guy's doing. How they got most of those people in Guantanamo is by the United States government offering $5,000 to $35,000 for each person that they would turn in so they could fill up Guantanamo. So don't be surprised what America's capable of doing. We could do great things and horrendous things. So what we're trying to do is great, and I think it'll happen. We just need to be patient a little longer, and I hope you feel better and stronger, Byron. What you're doing is heroic and patriotic, and I love you for it, man.
Well, I'm sorry, but I can't get Nori in. I can't at this computer. I just can't. I don't seem to be able to find the right place to punch it, so I can't get him in. But so we'll just have to go ahead without him.
Well, I could add that it seems like it's been a pretty good week from the wealth money standpoint. We run into one person who was in the video business who we saw him do a video and it wasn't really very accurate, but he was concerned, obviously, and Rule connected with him. And Rule, if you're still there, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. There's a gentleman who actually has a pretty broad production company in Burbank, California. His name's Jerry Day. And he has been actually on the money trail for, according to his email, quite some time. And I've watched several of his videos, and he's good for the most part. And then he goes back to the gold and silver thing. But I sent him, I got his email, sent him a message explaining in detail how it's not the money per se, it's our labor and, you know, our time, our talent. It's our production that determines, I guess, the trueness of a right currency. And he responded back and agreed with me and thanked me for it. And said if there was anything he could do in offering services, that he would be more than willing to help us out. And he gave me his cell phone number.
What kind of services does he offer?
Well, it's on the movie video production side. And
well, that's good.
And apparently he deals with quite a big production. I mean, if you go to his website at jerryday.com, you
say
can
that again
see,
slowly.
Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, Day, D-A-Y, .com.
JerryDay.com, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, and he deals with a lot of different people in a broad sense. I mean, the guy's very, very well aligned in what he does. And
where's
so
he located?
He was very, Burbank, California.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's
well,
the heart of TV country, so that's a good connection.
Well,
yeah.
I think what we need to do is think about what it is he could do for us now. You know, if he's just in business to get paid for producing videos, probably not something that we would do. But if he's a person who really wants to help and get things changed, maybe when I talk to him about some sort of a video production, and maybe he would know how to distribute it so people could see it. But it's the same old story. If you got plenty of money, you can get a lot of things done. And we obviously don't have a lot of money. But anyway, maybe we need to, Rule, maybe you need to connect with him and say, ask him, you know, in what ways might you be able to help us move this idea forward? See what he says.
Yeah, I'm going to contact
him. Well, you know,
him.
What most people miss, it's not what we use for money, it's how the money's put into circulation is really the problem. You know, these guys get into this gold and silver nonsense and you know, because the Constitution does say that no state shall use anything but gold and silver. And then I had a guy one time tell me, well, that automatically means that the federal government's got to do it. But if you go to the Constitution, the federal government doesn't address at all what they're going to use for money or what they can use. It's just that the Congress is supposed to do it. And, you know, if you're going to do money and it's going to be good for anything, it has to be done in a way that benefits all the people, not just a few rich people or a few people who's getting rich by creating their own money and nobody else can. See, that's a big problem, and that's the thing that most people just can't seem to wrap their arms around. It's not what you use for money. It's the way that's money put in circulation. Consequences of that is what the real problem that we have in the in this country. It's not that we're using electronic money or paper money or gold or silver. It wouldn't make a bit of difference what one of them you used. If you had to borrow it and pay interest on it, you'd be in the exact same problem we are now, because that's the problem we have now. We can't get the money unless we borrow it and pay interest on it. And then the interest grows, but the money supply does not. So obviously then your debt gets bigger and bigger. And to check that out, all you have to do is go to the debt clock and on the computer and check in that. And they'll tell you they got about $75 trillion worth of debt and about $4 trillion to $5 trillion worth of M1 money supply and $14 trillion of M2, which we really don't use for money. That's just something the banks fool around with and can move it down from M2 into M1. And this is the thing that most everybody misses. It's not what they use for the money. It's how the money is put into circulation and the consequences of that. And if money is put in as a payment, then it benefits everybody. If it's put in as an interest-bearing debt, then it only benefits the ones that get the interest. And that just means everybody else has got to get deeper in debt in order to get the interest. And that's what it's really all about, and that's what we work so hard to get people to understand. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Byron, what you're talking about. Go ahead, Will.
Yeah, I sent Jerry a copy of the Transportation Act and Roads and Bridges Without Taxing and all that stuff and the switch PDF file, and he said he glanced at them and he was going to look further at them, and he said everything he saw just from the the time he had to look at it, he was in 100% agreement and said it was a fantastic idea. So hopefully, I don't know where it can go from there. But at least it's a connection out, it's positive. We need to hear positive stuff.
No, that sounds great. Anybody that's got a studio and broadcasting and has that capability, that's an important connection, because they've got a network of people out there that they work in, from celebrities to studios to TV stations. I mean, Burbank, California, that's where Johnny Carson used to broadcast his show from, and also there's studios and celebrities, and that sounds like a really good connection. And JerryDay.com would be a good person to be connected with.
Yeah, and we also had another young man from Columbus, Ohio, sort of connect with us. He sent me an email, and he does stuff on YouTube. I sent him some PDF files like Rule sent to Jerry Day. And this fellow, he was reading their stuff, and he says, great. And he says, we're heroes. And if there's anything he can do to let him know, so I'm going to try to groom that relationship a little bit and see if maybe he'll spread the word about what we're doing.
Well, Greg, I have a very brief YouTube video up on the money plan and how it works and what it would do, and it's about 2 minutes. And if he could help us promote that website, it's the Earth Protector YouTube is how you get to it. And then you can see my videos there. I have this YouTube channel. It's Earth Protector YouTube. If you Google that, you'll come to my channel, and you'll see the money plan, the dismembered babies, and a bunch of other stuff. So maybe he could help promote that channel.
What I'll do, Leslie, is I'll send you his email address, and maybe you can communicate with him on all that stuff.
Terrific. Great. That's a wonderful idea, Greg. Thank you for that.
And and the other thing is, we're talking about...
I was able to get Nori, so if you guys want to give Nori a few minutes so we can do that right quick.
Go ahead.
Hi, Byron.
Okay, Nori, I got you ready to go. Go ahead and what you're
Byron.
Trying to do.
Hi, Greg.
Go ahead.
Nori, what you been up to?
I'm still putting lots of pressure on my congressman and my two senators to introduce the American Transportation Act in the House of Representatives and in the Senate. And I'm trying to get them to introduce the bill, and I've been talking to a lot of people about the American Transportation Act and the debt money system and the damage that it is doing to our country and what the solution to the problem is. And I talked to one of my friends about the Wealth Money website, and I asked him to go on the computer and type it in. I asked him for his help in fighting the problem and for fighting for the solution. And I still have to get in contact with him. I'll be in church with him tomorrow and talk to him about it.
That's great, Nori. You're working in New Jersey, right?
Yeah, I'm working in New Jersey for it.
And that's what everybody needs to do is connect with people, tell them about it, ask them if they'll help. I mean,
yep.
That's what we all have to do.
Yes. I'm still working.
We'll go back to Rule, because I think I kind of cut him off. You go ahead, Rule.
Yeah. For those that heard me talk about Jerry Day, he's got several videos, and you can see the quality of stuff he does on YouTube. He's got one called God, Money, and Lies, and it's just amazing choreography or whatever you want to say about it. It's very well done, and he's on track. He misses just certain things, but it's on YouTube. It's called God, Money, and Lies, and that's Jerry Day. And then that'll lead you to his website as well. So, for those that are interested.
You know, what's interesting to me when I watch America, it seems like we're trying to show and exhibit our intelligence. Weather forecasting, outer space, technology, robotics, artificial intelligence. But if we really want to show our intelligence, we need to understand this simple problem, and then we need to address it, and then we need to show our intelligence by going to a better way of creating money and making it serve us rather than we serving it. If we're really that intelligent, and it really it does something to me when I see television programs and it's all about these great ideas and how much advancement they've made and blah 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 blah, and we're missing this thing that's killing our country, let alone the world. But I think America should be first and lead if we're leaders. But, of course, nowadays all I do is push following, follow us. There ain't much leadership out there. So it's just, if we're really that intelligent in America and we really have the ability to think about things and to solve problems, why don't we put our intelligence to work just for a little while, focusing on this problem and solving the problem, and then go from there. Anybody else got something to say?
Well, I never thought about this this right second. Now, around the 5th of this January, I will be in a nursing home for 4 to 5 days. And I haven't had any time to think about it. I don't know, unless I can figure out some other way to get Greg, to get this opened up, we probably won't have a show that Saturday. I'll have to try to figure out a way to see if I can't get Greg to be able to open up the show. I never thought about it until just now. I thought I'd better tell you guys.
Well, that's fine. We'll just keep trying to do what we can do as long as we can do it. And even if the show doesn't happen, we're still going to stay connected, and we're still going to create alliances and relationships with people. And we're going to move this idea forward, get it done, because we have to. It's not like you can stick your head in the sand and it'll go away. It will not go away. So don't worry about it, Byron. We'll work on it.
Well, I just thought about that because my wife's mother died, and she's going back out there. And I can't be home alone, so they're going to put me in a, I don't know what they call it, but it'll be in some place where I have a nurse to take care of me for 4 or 5 days.
Sure.
And I just had to think about that and thought I brought it up so you guys would know if we don't have the show.
The respite.
Okay.
What?
Well,
a respite, I guess, is what Judy said that where I'll be. So after that, I'll be back home, and by that time, I hope I'm able to get well enough that I'll be able to go downstairs and do it like we normally do, where I'm a lot more familiar with it than in here in this bed. Although I'm lucky, I'm in a hospice at home where the nurses come take care of me. And after I broke my shoulder, they right away immediately got me a hospital bed and put it in the room, and that's where I'm laying now, here in the hospital bed doing this thing. So I just thought I'd let you know. So if you guys don't happen to have this next week, I'll see what I can figure out in the meantime. And
sure.
It looks to me like the time's about up. So
we just want to thank everybody who participated, and we'll see you next Saturday morning.
Judy, I can't shut this damn thing off.
To thank you for listening to the Wealth Money Radio Show. Please visit our website at wealthmoney.org. We would appreciate your support by purchasing the books and materials. Don't just purchase the books, but study the information we have presented and tell others the truth of our debt-based system, the problems interest causes, and the slavery it promotes. Thank you for your support.